Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, November 10th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of technology news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
A news breaks. Lantern Pharma, LTRN, CEO discusses AI-driven cancer drug development in FinTech TV interview at NYSE. Lantern Pharma, an AI-driven cancer drug developer, is utilizing machine learning to discover new therapies and target high unmet need oncology indications. CEO Pana Sharma shared that their AI platform now self-learns, reads scientific papers, models molecules, predicts patient response, and suggests new indications, reducing time and cost of drug development. Lantern has three clinical-stage oncology candidates, including a Phase 2 trial for non-smoker non-small cell lung cancer. The company expects data milestones from its LP-184 program and plans to roll out its AI platform commercially. Lantern aims to usher in a golden era of medicine with faster, cheaper, and more personalized treatments.
Investor news breaks. StockClock.ai launches platform to prevent missed equity deadlines and lost option value. StockClock.ai has launched an equity deadline intelligence platform to help founders, executives, investors, and employee shareholders capture the full value of their equity grants, stock options, restricted shares, and warrants. The platform provides automated alerts for expirations and unlock dates, with plans to include escalation tools for advisors and attorneys. StockClock.ai replaces error-prone spreadsheets, offering clear visibility into vesting, lockup, and maturity schedules to maximize shareholder value. For more information, visit StockClock.ai's website. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for maximum impact. Tech Media Breaks, D-Wave QBTS, Advantage 2TM Quantum Computer, now available for U.S. government applications at Davidson Technologies. D-Wave Quantum Inc., NYTS, announced that its Advantage 2TM quantum computer is now operational at Davidson Technologies, Inc. The system will address U.S. government problems, particularly in national defense, and run sensitive applications. This collaboration aims to accelerate quantum computing adoption among government agencies. Available through D-Wave's LeapTM quantum cloud service, this is D-Wave's second U.S.-based quantum computer and the first in Alabama. It is designed to tackle challenges in areas such as national defense, logistics optimization, AI, and materials science. Learn more at dwavequantum.com. The new gold rush of the AI era. ES Gold Corp notes that AI technology relies on gold and silver, essential metals in chips and electronics. With global reserves tightening, demand for gold in technology rose by 7% in 2024. ES Gold Corp, ESAUE, ESAUF, is positioned to meet this demand with a fully funded project. Key industry players like Amazon.com Inc., NASDAQ, Apple Inc., AAPL, Microsoft Corp., MSFT, and Alphabet Inc., NASDAQ, OG, are part of the global chain transforming mined metals for technology use. Network Newswire provides financial news and content distribution for companies like ES Gold Corp, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and enhanced press release distribution.
A power play, Constellation's 20% decline may light up value investors. Constellation Energy has experienced a 20% decline in its shares, offering potential value for investors. Despite mixed third-quarter results and adjusted earnings missing estimates, the company remains confident in its outlook. With a focus on nuclear expansion and meeting the energy demands of AI, Constellation has drawn investor enthusiasm. Analysts predict strong earnings growth through 2027, with the stock trading at a reasonable valuation. While risks exist, such as volatile energy prices and regulatory shifts,
Constellation's position as a major U.S. nuclear operator provides a promising earnings outlook. The recent pullback in the stock price could present a potential entry point for long-term investors, as the stock tests support levels around 290 to 300.
New guidance offered for responsible AI use in healthcare. The American Heart Association has released new guidance urging health systems to adopt clear rules for using AI in patient care. The advisory introduces a risk-based framework for evaluating and monitoring AI tools in cardiovascular and stroke care. It emphasizes strategic alignment, ethical evaluation, usefulness, effectiveness, and financial performance as key principles for deploying clinical AI. The advisory highlights the importance of local validation and bias assessment for AI tools, especially in smaller institutions. The association, with its extensive hospital network, is committed to advancing responsible AI governance. Health systems are encouraged to integrate AI governance into existing quality assurance programs to ensure continuous monitoring of AI tools for performance. The guidance provides practical steps to evaluate and monitor AI tools, aiming to improve patient outcomes and support equitable, high-quality care.
The 33rd Hong Kong International Optical Fair attracts some 12,000 buyers. The 33rd Hong Kong International Optical Fair, organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council and co-organized by the Hong Kong Optical Manufacturers Association, concluded successfully today, attracting some 12,000 buyers from 92 countries and regions. Buyers primarily came from the Chinese mainland, Taiwan, India, Japan, Korea, the US, and ASEAN countries such as Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Thailand. The fair showcased products focusing on key market trends like smart technology, sustainability, silver healthcare, and functionality and design, highlighting the industry's latest achievements in technological innovation and sustainability. The event also featured the results of the 25th Hong Kong Eyewear Design Competition, showcasing award-winning entries from local designers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.